And we're to the next of our performers now. We have another pianist to go somewhat later, but right now we're on our way to a violist. And we have a pianist warming up, but we need to have the violist in place. The violist is, this is kind of cool to have a viola winner among the string players. The violist is Chris Gokelman, who is going to be playing for us in a little bit. He is performing the Bartok Viola Concerto with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, a movement of the Bartok Viola Concerto, one of the great pieces for that instrument. But for our purposes now, he's going to be doing a movement of a Bach suite. Let's go back to our studio and violist Chris Gokelman. Movement of a Bach suite played for us in our studio by the violist Chris Gokelman, who is going to be playing Bartok with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony tomorrow night. So welcome, Chris. Find a microphone there, and we'll have a little conversation about several things. First, tell me how to say your last name.
Gokelman.
Okay, I needed to know whether it was a long or a short O. Well, you sound like there's nothing you're not interested in. As a musician, I see references to jazz band, to contemporary music, to all kinds of things. Let's go back for a moment. Did you start out on the violin as a little kid?
I had a violin, but pretty much started out on viola.
So viola is your instrument. Mm-hmm. That's not a second choice. That's not something somebody asked you to play or anything. That's your instrument. And then talk about becoming interested in music through the viola and the different kinds of music that you've gotten into. Talk about your love of music.
I've just always grown up with an idea, and with my parents both being musicians, that music is something that can impact people's lives and change people and inspire people and uplift people. And it's our job as musicians to help bring that to the world and to help impact people, whatever that may be. I have always been fascinated in all different types of music, not just classical. And my grandfather really helped me form a love for jazz and for improvisation. And that has gone into world music and bluegrass and all different types of things. I really love like Pat Metheny, Silk Road Ensemble, Edgar Meyer, Chris Thiele, Punch Brothers, all different types of music like that, that just allows you to be able to improvise and to be free and to explore different areas of one's instrument.
Mm-hmm. And you're at Oberlin, the Oberlin Conservatory. Does that fit into the vibe of what they want you to learn?
Oh, absolutely. It's really a great thing about the conservatory. They allow you to do a lot of crossover stuff like that, and it's a high-powered classical and jazz environment, so I'm fortunate enough to be able to have the opportunity to be able to go back and forth and get the best of both worlds.
And at the same time, you're double majoring.
Yes.
And you've already really answered this question by your vision statement that you just gave me, but you're studying psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And so that does seem like you kind of intend to integrate those two things in your life? In a certain way?
Well, I've always been fascinated with psychology and cognitive and relational psychology, but it really does play a very large part in teaching and interacting with people as a musician and just in day-to-day life. So I definitely am hoping that that'll come to the forefront in some way as well.
Nice. Chris Gokelman, the violist who just played Bach for us and who's going to be playing Bartok tonight and tomorrow afternoon. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you very much.